that whole process really inspired the work, one of the works that I donated to the Cambridge Moss Project, because it was through that understanding of colour that my my process became a lot more intuitive, and I felt that I didn't have to look at flowers anymore for inspiration, but I started painting with the colours that were within me. And that piece of artwork is actually called Heart in Bloom, which I think reflects that process very well, because it was no longer about looking outside for inspiration, but it became an internal thing where I felt that the colours were a part of me, and I was then able to express that in a more intuitive way. When I was a student doing my master's at the Prince's School, we had geometry classes which ran throughout the 2 years of the course. And in practicing geometry, I became interested in geometry and nature, and also, in particular, geometry of the flowers, and also the colour of the flowers, and how in nature, colour harmony is always perfect. And I wanted to see if I could achieve that in my painting, and maybe if through studying flowers and geometry, I could learn something about how colour works in painting as well. So for about a year, I kept a sketchbook where I would photograph flowers and then use the colours of those flowers in my geometrical paintings too. And I learned so much about colour through keeping that sketchbook. At the end of the year, I felt as though I didn't need to be looking at the flowers anymore for inspiration. And my work, my geometry work, and the colour that I used in my geometry became a lot more intuitive. So one of the pieces that I've donated is a geometric painting. It is actually one of the first pieces I painted where I wasn't looking at the colour from the flowers directly. It was more of an intuitive decision to use those colours, but based upon what I'd learned from studying the flowers and the geometry.